Last week we discussed Shavuot, the Festival of Weeks, Pentecost. Having first taken place at Mount Sinai, it, along with Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread in Egypt, foreshadowed their first century counterparts, which were fulfilled by Yeshua. These two festivals, known as the Spring Festivals, give us hope that the fall festivals of Adonai, also found in Leviticus 23, will be fulfilled by Yeshua at the end of the age. This week, we examine the next festival in yearly order, the first of the fall festivals, the Festival of Trumpets. Its Hebrew name, Yom Teruah, is interpreted to mean the Day of the Shofar Blast. We also refer to it by its traditional Jewish name, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, a name given to it in the 2nd century CE. Our Messianic Jewish belief, based upon Yeshua as Messiah and Savior, approaches Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, as a day of repentance. We approach it as a people who are already saved, but who continue to need to repent. Our purpose as disciples and followers of Yeshua is to become more like Him, and repentance encourages us to put away the sins which we continue to commit. We also blow the shofar, the ram's horn. Following Jewish tradition, we blow 100 blasts in a combination of the four basic blasts, Tekiah, Shevarim, Teruah, and Tekiah Gedolah. The Festival of Trumpets also has additional meaning for us as Messianic Jews and Gentiles. To us, it is a rehearsal of an event yet to come, the return of Messiah Yeshua on the clouds, when He receives those who died trusting in Him and His living followers. Throughout God's history with Israel, He has used the symbolism of the shofar to call His listeners to attention. The first shofar, a shofar from heaven, was blown at Mount Sinai just before Adonai's giving of the Ten Commandments. Exodus 19 tells us, "There was thundering and lightning, a thick cloud on the mountain, and the blast of an exceedingly loud shofar." The last shofar will be blown from heaven when Yeshua returns to take away His faithful. This has nothing to do with a physical Antichrist or the Great Tribulation, because there is no physical Antichrist, and the Great Tribulation occurred in the 1st century CE. But because Israel has now been physically restored as a nation, and Jerusalem is no longer trodden underfoot of the Gentiles, we now know that we are living in the last days. And there is also tribulation during these days. We don't know how long this time of trouble will last, but we do know that at its end, Yeshua will return. About this time, He said, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the land will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He will send out His angels with a great shofar, and they will gather together His chosen from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." The Festival of Trumpets is a small foretaste of this wonderful future event. Paul encourages us about it by saying, "For the Lord Himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of God's shofar, and the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left behind, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord." In the next verse, Paul said, "Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Be encouraged Yeshua will return. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you, God's peace.